Hey, John. How you doing, man? Good. Okay. I'm sure you are.
What's going on here? Why?
You know, I just playing. I've never tried to grow a beard or a Fu Manchu or whatever. My wife, I let it kind of go for a couple of weeks, and she said, "Dude, cut it right here." And I did what she said, and she likes it. That's all that matters.
All right. Well, the time is 2:00. We're going to call this meeting to order. I want to thank both of you for being here today. I do want to go in a circle real quick and just kind of do a quick roll call. Matt
Carlucci, City Council at Large, Group 4.
Jimmy Paluso, City Council, District 7.
Reginald Gaffney, Jr., District 8.
Excellent. Well, yeah, so this was meant to be, I think we're kind of, we've been placed into a position. Well, hello there, Councilman Boylan. Thank you for joining us today, sir. And I'm sorry that we kind of ran this up during your 3:30 meeting as well, which I do intend to be at. But so, you know, obviously I wanted to have this meeting before everyone kind of put in their pledge cards. We saw yesterday that a number of people did. I have not declared for anyone, and I don't believe anyone else in this room has either, although I assume I know how Councilman Boylan's going to be voting. I wanted to make sure that we had a good conversation about what would a Councilmember Boylan vice presidency and eventual presidency would look like, and that's why I wanted to have this meeting. Because I've worked for quite some time with this gentleman in a number of special committees and during my time on neighborhoods, and I've seen someone who's a legitimate public servant, someone who believes in the work, and so as well as somebody who's now on their second term, and so you know I wanted to have both you and Councilman Carrico here to kind of speak to us about, hey, here's what my vice presidency and presidency would look like, you know, maybe different positions or places where I expect some people in my coalition to be at. And I just kind of want to open it up with that, but I don't know if any of my two colleagues here have something they might want to throw in real quick before we kind of let you speak, sir. But Councilman Carlucci, anything?
I'd let the candidate speak.
Councilman Gaffney?
Yeah, just allow the candidate to speak.
Councilman Boylan?
Well, first of all, thank you for making this happen. I do appreciate that. And I guess if you hear my little spiel right now, you may not necessarily have to come.
Sure.
I think, first of all, and I appreciate your comments and the letter, which for every letter was personalized to each of the council members, because I valued and appreciated their contribution and our relationship, that I thought everyone deserved an individual letter and let them know how I see our relationship as part of that process. And in that letter, as you know, I recounted the three standing committees I've chaired and been recognized with, and then obviously the three special committees, not the least of which is the most recent one, the JSO primary facilities. And every one of those situations, you know, obviously it was all about collaboration and bringing other colleagues into the mix. When we did Article 21 back in the day when the JEA debacle happened, brought in Brenda Priestley Jackson was part of that, Al Farrar was part of that, Leanna Cumber, Randy DeFore, lots of folks working on those kind of things. And I really followed in the footsteps with the Resiliency Committee, did the same thing, understanding and appreciating how, you know, if we carve it up, we can do a better job of that. And I would like to see us continue to do that. And I do appreciate the fact, too, as part of the relationship with each of you, it's all about, too, helping you to be successful in what you want to do, too. It's one thing for us who are in our second terms and not quite sunset, but getting close to it, recognizing that we need to do what we can to support and cultivate first-term folks for leadership in the future, and I want to focus on that. But let me talk very specifically about some issues that I think that I'm looking at priorities for us as an organization. But before I do, I want to make one thing very clear. You know, I am a strong proponent for the role and the responsibility of the City Council. This recently we had parted ways, if you will, with the administration on three items. And all three of the items, I went with the council on it because I believed it was the right thing to do. So I don't want to get lost in this process, the fact that I am a strong advocate for the responsibility that we as this body have as that. So let me talk about four things specifically with respect to I see as a unique opportunity. Number one, obviously, it'd be first and foremost would be support the president in my first year as a vice president, and then continue to prove my worthiness, if you will, to serve the president thereafter, number one. Number two, with all due respect to my good friend Hannah over here, you know, I think for too long we as a council have allowed other people to shape our narrative. I think
Hannah.
You're allowed to do that. I preempted first, so be fair. But in all seriousness, you know, the work that we do in committee never sees the light of day. And when people parade at the beginning of the city council meeting or near the beginning of the city council meeting, you guys don't do anything, and they just see us kind of breeze through, if you will, and everything. And there's no appreciation of the vetting that took place at that level. Teresa and Peggy and I have had this conversation. As you know, we are upgrading all the facilities. I think we need to go to the next level. I think we need to produce what are called VNRs, video news releases. So a 5-7 minute summary of what happened at every one of the committee meetings and make that available on multiple platforms. I think we need to put together a week in review, city council meeting. You know, what happened at city council? I shared this the other day. I put out a biweekly, Sonia and I work together, and she does most of the work, a biweekly email that's going to 7,500 constituents. Down and dirty, 2-page summary, what happened to city council and what we're doing. Coming out of the world of communication, I think we need to do that. I mean, how frustrating is it to go on one of the local television channels and get 10 minutes of time to answer the questions they want to ask you? It doesn't give us the opportunity to be able to share, you know, what we are doing. I appreciate, and we're seeing some progress in that direction, but not to the sense that we can have, you know, get away from this, you know, pitting one council member against another with a soundbite that does that. And for us to not be able to say we need to be a stronger body as a body in that process. And that's why I preface my remarks with in the context of being part of the body. Thirdly, I think as importantly, conversations as district council members, with all due respect to my friend councilman at large over here, you know, we are judged by our constituents by what we're able to get done in our neighborhoods, right? She's very good at this. She makes it happen in hers, but it's frustrating and hard. And, you know, I've got Beauclair Road. For 4 years and 6 months, I've heard about Beauclair Road getting paved, and Public Works is saying, not ready yet. So you have no control over that. So I'm talking to Ms. Sickler about the prospect of carving out a portion of the Public Works CIP every year that we have an opportunity to prioritize. We saw a little bit of that with the ARP back in the day, and now we saw last year with the traffic calming devices. Why not take it to the next level? We know best what streets, what sidewalks, what drainage is urgently needed to be addressed. The ones that get the most noise, so we need to have the opportunity to do that. So I see that as helping and advancing the district council members and their abilities. Last but not least, it's on the horizon, following on the heels of the stadium, which is a big ask, is going to be this, you know, the continuing of the journey that we've done with respect to the good detention center, pretrial detention center. As much as I don't like the idea, I'm probably the most versed council member, having sat in on all but maybe one or two working group meetings of yours. I've sat in on every one of the others. No one is more versed on the process, the priorities, and the challenge that we're going to be facing, not just as a council, but as an administration with the JSO and other stakeholders in that process. And I think having a leadership role on the council, I think, is going to be important as it relates to the development of that process. So those are the four ideas that I wanted to speak to specifically, and I think they kind of cover the span of big picture, district level, and an opportunity to strengthen the council and its responsibilities.
Well, I want to thank you for that, sir. I I wanted to make sure that we had council members here from districts I think we would all agree have kind of to a degree been ignored in this city. So 7, 8, 9, 10, and parts of 14. Right, I wanted to make sure those council members were here today, and we are blessed to have Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman here in a very bright jacket. We are brighter by your presence.
Personality today.
I would. My constituents would argue you could easily throw six in there as well.
Yes.
In terms of being a
district. Well, I mean, everyone will claim their district gets ignored. But, I mean, we have health zones in our districts.
Right.
You know, not every district does. You know, we have food deserts in our districts. We have high crime in our districts.
Curb and guttering.
We have no curb and guttering. And frankly, as I've been trying to push forward on my redlining bill to try to draw attention to the fact that these were neighborhoods that were specifically meant to be that way. And we continue to have disparities that other parts of the city do not. I'm very grateful that you're both here today, and I'm very grateful that neither of you have signed a pledge card yet. But I will say, there are pledge cards here. I'm probably not going to sign one yet myself, but I certainly fully intend to vote for you, sir.
Thank you.
I do.
And speaking of, Sonia and I were just having that conversation. I think the idea of a pledge commitment is not a healthy one, quite honestly. As I mentioned the other day, I know folks have signed a pledge sheet, but things could happen in the next 5-6 weeks that could change their mind. I don't want to put anyone who wants to support my nomination or my candidacy to be in an awkward situation where they have to come to me and say, well, you know, I filled out a pledge form for you. It really matters is when you're going to vote. And, you know, for folks to come out and say, I'm going to support you, I do appreciate that and I value it. But signing a piece of paper, I just think, to me, there's really two things I want to see happen through this process. Number one, get elected. Okay, pure and simple. I want to do that. But secondly, and this is probably more true for the first term council members, is to kind of break the chain of how this has been going on for the last. We did some of that last year by changing, at least putting that 10-day grace period in there. I mean, you know the optics. On March 1st, boom, boom, boom. You know, you got 9 o'clock meeting, you got 11 o'clock meeting, and it's a done deal. Now, wait a minute. You know, let's be honest about this. Was this done in the sunshine? Why is it out of the blue all 18, 12, 10, whatever was, decided they're going to support this person without any kind of public notice meeting beforehand? I think that doesn't play well, and I think we really need to make sure that we do that. And so I think I wanted to help try and change the culture a little bit as to how this process happens so that it becomes more traditional. I assume Councilman Carlucci can speak to the past, but I think this is what it was always intended to be, an opportunity for all of us to have the kind of conversations. I'm staying in this race even though there was 10 pledge sheets signed or whatever it was yesterday, because I think the process is as important as the results.
Well, I believe if you want change, you got to make it. So I know I'm not signing for anyone yet, but like I said, Councilman Gaffney, please, sir.
Yeah, and thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for putting this meeting on. You know, it was a few days ago, I think last week, Michael, when you hosted, Councilman Carlucci, you hosted your leadership meeting, and I got to hear your vision. You know, we have a lot in common. I love your leadership style. It's almost like a quiet leadership, you know, reserved, composed. You reflect, you know, you're not impromptu, willy-nilly, forceful. It reminds me of myself. But I think, unfortunately, in today's and in our council, the relationship, I think it is all about relationships.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. And I don't want to say it's unfortunate, but it's with anything, you know, and city council races, the mayor races, governor races, it's all about relationships. And sometimes that quiet leadership style could also hurt you.
Fair.
And, you know, while it's good, it could also hurt you. So saying all that, I'm going to go ahead and I want to be transparent and honest. You know, I respect, appreciate transparent leaders. A lot of councilmen say they have integrity, but they say one thing and mean other. And I want to say this in front of you and while we have a crowd. I'm going to go ahead and sign my pledge to Kevin today. Not so much because I don't believe in your vision, because I'm new. And if it's God's will, I have 7 or 8 more years. You know, it's all about the bigger picture for me. I just lost Biscayne. and y'all know about it. And I was thinking if I had two or three more votes from the orange side, you know, that would have been one of my biggest wins. And unfortunately, like I stated before, it's all about relationships. And for me, it's about the bigger picture. And I'm just being perfectly honest. Like I said, while I respect your leadership style, I love it. You know, it's not forceful. You know, it's not arrogant. You're not putting your feet on somebody's head. I appreciate that because I'm the same type of way. You know, you're a humble, gentle servant. Servant leadership, and I appreciate that. But like I said, I think in the direction with the current colleagues, it's more about relationship. It's more about relationships. And like I said, it's unfortunate part of the business, but it's life, and it is what it is. And for me to advance District 8 agenda forward, I think you got to have a balance, you know, of that relationships right now. So, but like you said, in 5 weeks, things have changed. But today, I would like to support and Councilman Kevin. You know, I'm going to sign my pledge card. But I don't want to take anything away from you. Like I said, I appreciate you. I thank you. You know, I'm quiet myself, so I listen. You know, I'm on the opposite side of the DS. Like, I wonder what you over there thinking. So, but I appreciate you. But I wanted to put that forth and let you know why I honestly stand it.
All right. Appreciate the honesty and the frankness in your comments. Just a couple of thoughts. Number one, I would really strongly encourage, I've sat in on 2 meetings that Kevin hosted. I didn't hear any comment with respect to his vision or his future. So I would, if you want to make sure he is successful, I would task and charge him with answering those questions. Because it's at least you have an answer. You know, I mean, if you look at the two candidates, with all due respect, you know, he's in his first term. He's got 7-8 years ahead of him. He's only served as chair of one committee 2 times, 3 standing committees, chaired all 3 of them, was recognized for one of those, you know, did the special committees, and put out there a vision. So, but at least then, so when others are going to be asked the question, why would you support Kevin as opposed to a more qualified candidate, and at least you have an answer. And I do appreciate that. And that may be relevant to others as well in the context of this process. But I think you have to look at, from my perspective, I think you need to take a look at who can best move this body forward and make it more successful. That's all we need to talk about. Relationships aside, and it's difficult to have relationships in the sunshine. You know, I've tried to be very respectful of that in this process all across the board. So, when Jimmy wanted to call this meeting, I said, okay. I was asked, what's it going to be about? I said, I don't know. You have to ask Jimmy. It's his meeting, not mine. I'm not sure what he wants to talk about because we've not had a notice meeting to talk about a notice meeting. But I think I tend to be a little more respectful to, you know, what we need to do in terms of conforming to the sunshine. But I'm not saying you haven't. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah, and I appreciate your sentiments. And sometimes at the end of the day, as we all know, the best team don't win. Sometimes the best candidate don't win. You know, I know your resume, it speaks value. You know, besides you and Councilman Carlucci, you two guys are probably the most experienced candidates we have on council right now. You know, dating way back when, you know.
You just call him old?
No, but I mean – Yeah. See, that's a great way to put it.
We should be sitting together.
Yeah, in terms of season, but like I said, things could change in 5 weeks. Sure. You know.
Well, I'm encouraged. I've got a couple of those folks who signed pledges yesterday, who agreed to come down here at 3:30 today to hear me out. And so, you know, things can change, and I'm going to stay in this until we get it done, and hopefully, you and others can give a change of heart into the process and say, you know what. Maybe we do want to break the mold and not make this a buddy system. I don't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I definitely agree with that sentiment because at the end of the day, me and my father were just talking about it, and we were talking about the last council president and Councilman Herzuri. You know, I was like, I would love for it to be a Democrat. You know, how do we get there? you know, on myself.
Get you know, more D's on the other side.
Yeah. How do we get there? You know, because it created more opportunities for my district. You know, so I continue to be open. You know, one of the things about me, I think I've been pretty much bipartisan since I've been on this council in terms of how I supported what I believe in. You know, it's not a race, a person, a thing, you know, that I support. I try to believe what I believe in, you know.
Certainly not defined as a hard R. That's by stretch of the imagination, if it's anything. And Tyrona Clark said it best the other day when she said, it's all about the people, not the party. And who do you put the party first or the people first? And I think it's pretty clear that, you know, in my capacity, and I've demonstrated historically, I put the people first. And quite honestly, to your point, you have aspirations of success for the future. This is it for me. I'm doing this next 3 years, and I'm riding off into the sunset. So, you know, I have the blessed opportunity of just doing. I'm not sure if Jacoby's got plans beyond. I kind of doubt the way things have been going for.
I got me busy enough.
Exactly. So, but the point is, I was trying to say, you know, the focus isn't so much, and I'll be the first to admit it. And if that's, you know, people say, well, I need a harder R than you are, and then okay, go for it. But that's how I. That's how I, you know, I'm down the middle of the road. I'll never forget my very first meeting. I walked in, and the people were surprised to hear I was an R. But you work for that democratically controlled public radio station, you know. My job is to make sure we make payroll. That's all my job is. So, but I do have an appreciation for that. But, you know, I like to think, and I will continue to believe, that I do put people before the party.
And I'm glad you invoked Tommy's name. Yeah, Tommy would. I see Amber out there. She would know this too. And Tommy would say, "There's no red or blue pothole," especially here at the municipal level. So it's important to have good leaders that we believe can move the body forward, and work with the administration and step up against the administration when they're doing things they're not supposed to. I believe in both of those. Councilman Pittman, did you have something you wanted to say or anything else?
Well, you know, for me today, I mean, I've known you, Michael, a long, long time. I've known Kevin. I mean, I've mentored him. He stayed with me at the Clara White Mission. He'll probably be next one in charge after I retire. But, you know, what matters to me is what matters to my constituents. I'm a fair person, and I like to see someone who can be in leadership and could move the vision of both parties. And so, you know, I'm here today as a courtesy to you, Jimmy, as a part of our party as well. But, you know, it's only five Democrats, you know, on the council. But to me, you know, I've been able to work with both. And going forward, I would hope whomever gets an opportunity for the position that, you know, we'll be able to work with both and not divide the city council, because I've seen that lately, and I really don't like it, to be honest with you. And so, you know, I know I missed yesterday to hear Kevin, but I kind of know just where he stands, and I've read all the letters and your responses as well. But today basically for me was to come and listen and, you know, make a decision at some point.
And I have to say thank you for that. Both of you being here today is it's incredibly important to me. Yeah, the respect of both of you is of huge importance to me, as well as my Republican friends on this side, but you guys even more. But all that to say, you know, I know you got to meet with everybody in about 1 hour. Is there any closing you'd like to do, sir?
I think I said what I needed to say. I do appreciate the opportunity. But go ahead,
Councilman Carlucci.
Well, I want to chip in, and I want to pledge sheet. Kevin's got yours is nice and simple. I said this yesterday. I think he's growing, and I think he's got the opportunity to be a fine council vice president if he's elected, but he's not as apt to be as complete a vice president as what Councilmember Boylan is. Look, I've been through so many of these, and it's not a matter of whose turn is next, but it's whose turn is earned. And this guy has taken on everything that's important to this city. The JEA, homeless, the jail, I mean, just you name it. He's been in the middle of it. So his experience is broader and it's deeper. Now, I will say on LUZ, I'd like to see a little toughening up of our next LUZ, because I've seen some districts come out on the short end of the stick on stuff coming from LUZ. And I'm not going to lay the blame on anybody except all 19 of us, depending on how we vote.
Well, there is a chair of LUZ.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be as statesmanlike as I can. But I think if I just had to say, I'm tired of overlays being ignored. I'm tired of people being ignored. So, you know, I think we need a little change of culture up here. And I'm just going to say how I feel. I'm not trying to come across anyway, but just from my experiences, which I think account for something. Councils will always have factions. They just always will. But we've had one faction that's been kind of, you know, running the show. And I think we don't need another faction, but I think we need a little change. And I think Councilmember Boylan will bring that. He's got the maturity level to do that and the strength to do that. But I believe we need a change, a little bit of a change going forward. And that's what I'm looking forward to. And I hope people will keep their minds open until, look, when I ran, dadgum, I didn't have my 10th vote till about 10 o'clock the morning of the actual election, but we had them back in those days. And I got it. I got the 10th vote. But I'm a Republican, but I got to tell you, I don't vote Republican, Democrat. I vote for people. And I dare anybody to say that my record reflects otherwise. And I've worked hard for the old urban core in increasing the amount of money that goes into the old urban core. And we've got some real issues ahead of us, and it's going to take a good, steady hand. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. I think we need to be collaborating and working, not always agreeing, but with the mayor's office. And I've never seen some of the things that go on of attacking that I think were unwarranted. I'm just telling you how I feel. It's just what I believe. And I think we'll probably see more of that to come unless we get a change. I'm supporting Mike because he's earned it. He deserves it because he's earned it. He's put in the time. Kevin is got a wonderful future ahead of him. Boy, what I'd do to be his age again, you know? And he's advancing well. He's chaired two LUZ committees. I'm not sure I agree with every one of what comes out of there, but might not agree with somebody else's either. But we need a change of philosophy in that committee. We need a change in our philosophy in finance committee. We need to be thinking about the whole and not the part. I see too much of that going on up here. Councilman Mike Boylan, I think, is somebody who really looks at the whole. And I think he's shown that strongly. So I would just I have great hopes for our council president to be Randy White. I have great hopes for him. He's always been fair to me, and I'll always try to be fair with him. But at the end of the day, it's about experience, qualifications, maturity, independence, and a new culture, and a little bit of a different direction in the way this council's heading, and we need that. And I'll be darned if I believe anybody here down deep in their heart doesn't believe what I'm saying is true. It is true, and I know it is, and I've seen it. And I'm ready for a little different direction up here. Our past leadership has done their good hard work. I'm not going to criticize them. I'm just saying I think we need a time for a little bit of a change of our culture and get away from looking for what we can find that the mayor's office has done wrong. Now, if they've done wrong, then I'll be the first to point it out. It's time to have a change. And you know what? It's pretty daunting to look at a candidate who's got 9 votes, and one more vote, and you know, then I'll be in the doghouse. You know, I get that, but I will tell you, in council's past, we had much more statesmanship in this process, but they were hard fought processes. And I've not heard anything of what a vision is except from Councilman Boylan. So I am going to sign on with you today, and I'm with you through thick and thin, my friend. And I appreciate the work you've done on this council. And I believe when you do the work, you earn it, you deserve it.
I think I echo a lot of your sentiments, Councilman Carlucci. You're right. There does need to be a culture change. And to the point that Councilwoman Pittman made earlier, there are only 5 Democrats, but we could build a coalition. Coalition governing is arguably some of the best governing you could hope for, because it means everyone gets a voice. I know we got to run, and I know you got to run. Thank you guys for being here today. I really appreciate it. This meeting's adjourned. Yes, of course. I feel bad that it's on my letter.
That's all right.
Well, you can give me yours if you want to.
If you will sign it. I'm not sure. If you sign it for him or not, you don't have to. It's up to you. It's your. Well, I just made up a lot.
I think you were doing that.
And I put their name on. That's it, so.
Oh, I'm dying.
Thank you. I heard you say you were, so.